Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith, on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. Do you like the jingle? It's a good jingle, isn't it? Yeah. I'm joined by my guest today. I'm excited because I haven't had a guest for a couple of months now, so it's really good. So welcome into the studio, Calico. Hope I said that right.
Yeah.
We're going to let you introduce yourselves. So starting on my left.
Okay, so my name is Tiger.
I'm Ronnie.
I'm Kat.
I'm Chloe.
I'm Carol.
Hello, girls.
Hi. Hello.
Calico. Now, I was trying to figure out, I know it's made up from each, it's a letter from each of your names, yeah. Isn't it? But you can't have this, it's not the first letter, otherwise it would have come out with something you couldn't pronounce. So you kind of had to just grab a letter from each one, didn't you?
Yeah. I just meshed them all up.
How long did that take, the format? Because it was, you know, you kind of have to come up with things like, you know, different, like a word game, isn't it, before you can get the right
name? Yeah, it's like Scrabble.
And then you finally settled with Calico. Does it mean anything?
We've heard that it means that, like, a white colour, and it's also a fabric.
Yeah, but we're trying to not tell people that.
Yeah.
It's not the most exciting thing.
Like, I can think of Calypso. No, it's a drink, isn't it?
Yeah.
Calypso, Calico, yeah.
But you'd have to get other members in for the P, wouldn't you, I suppose, and the Y. Now, you're not all from Essex. Welcome to Brentwood in Essex, by the way. You're all from different places, aren't you? So let's start with you. Where are you from?
I'm from West London.
Right. London.
London.
Whereabouts in London?
Ealing.
Yeah, I know Ealing.
Yeah.
Got a nice tube station.
Yeah, I live right next to it.
Where are you from?
So I'm actually from Spain.
Hola. Hola. ¿Cómo estás? So,
muy bien, gracias. Yeah, the south of Spain, Marbella, actually. But I've been in London for about a year now.
I like the Spanish. I like the language. Yeah, I often go to Tenerife, but with Spanish, when you try to do Spanish language in Tenerife, it's like a slang version. And they just look at you. Yeah. I went into this supermarket and there was a Spanish girl, and she looked Spanish, and I done my best Spanish.
Yeah.
And she just looked at me and she went, "Do you want a bag?"
Oh, no.
And she obviously didn't even speak Spanish.
So what did you say to her?
I can't remember what it was. I practiced it for quite a while.
Oh, okay.
She was a bit of babe. I've been going in there 3 weeks. Well, you're from Essex, aren't you?
Yes, I'm from Brentwood. I'm an Essex girl.
And we're kind of connected because your sister obviously used to be at Phoenix FM.
Yes, so my sister used to do a show this time, actually, on a Sunday, 12 till 2.
I was trying to think of the name of the show.
Oh.
I should do, because I was to come
Libby's
in.
Something? Libby's... Oh, I don't know. I don't know what it was. But I've been on here before with
Libby,
her.
If you're listening, your sister doesn't know either.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was so long ago, but I've been on here before with her.
Send me a hate text now. And you're just the sound exactly the same. So it's
everyone says that. The older we get, everyone's like, "You're so much like twins."
Right, moving on.
I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, the noob is the only thing I could do.
I'm a newbie in London. Well, I've been here a year now.
Big music scene in Edinburgh.
It is actually, but not the pop industry. More a lot of busking, like a lot of singer-songwriter stuff. It's really good though. There's always open mic nights going on, always.
Mm, cool. And lastly?
And I'm from North London, Enfield.
Enfield. Yeah. Oh, I like North London. La, la, la. So it's a mixed bag, really is.
Yeah,
I mean, the first thing I have to ask is how you all kind of got together.
Well, it's kind of a complicated story. So Chloe and Kat were the initial members of the group, and they were kind of formed by our manager together, and he decided to basically recruit us. And then Tiger joined, and then I joined, and then Carol joined. So we were kind of just all put together. We all went through an audition process.
I was about to say, did you do an audition?
Yeah, there was an audition process. And we've been together, all of us, for about half a year now.
Yeah.
So it's been great, yeah.
So a newly formed band.
Yeah.
I suppose with girls and boys, you've got to get along as well, haven't you? You have to kind of, gel is the word? Gel first?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we're really lucky because we actually get on really well. Mm-hmm. And outside of rehearsals, outside of all that kind of thing, we're actually best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a group chat where we talk about band stuff, but we actually
don't talk about boys.
Just like any normal thing you would talk about with your friends.
Yeah,
we're really so close.
Yeah.
People often say, don't they, like, they say, "Oh, you look so close on social media. Like, is that true?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm actually really, really good friends with the girls.
Like sisters.
Yeah, we get on so well."
So band practice. How often do you meet up?
Like 4-ish times a week. A lot. Like
quite,
we see each other a lot. And then outside of rehearsals, we're like going to the cinema together, going for dinner together, catching up. We're always together.
But you don't all go home after. I mean, obviously, you don't go back to Spain. You don't go to Edinburgh. I just.
I mean, I live in London now, but yeah, I mean, poor Kat is the one with the commute back to Brentwood every single night.
Yeah,
so we'll like finish at 10 and she'll be jumping on the train at Liverpool Street.
Well, the cat who lives the closest actually travels the furthest.
Yeah, literally. That's what it was. I don't mind though.
So for the listeners, well, how would you describe the band's sound? Your musical genre, is it pop, or do you just kind of span different genres?
It's pop R&B, so it's a bit of a mixture of both, and we really want to bring something new. So we don't just want to stick with pop, and we don't just want to stick with R&B. We kind of want to merge it together.
Yeah.
And I also think that we all love the music that we're making.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
genuinely,
which is really important.
You sing a mixture of your own tracks, I know that, and covers. So when you sing covers, what type of music do you play or sing?
We're only doing one cover at the moment.
So we're doing covers right now. A couple of things, but we've been trying to do our own little version of K-pop lately,
which
has been really fun. We've been learning some Korean. It's a challenge, but we're taking it on, and it's good. It's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
It's big stuff now, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're trying to do our little lone take on an EXO song right now, so we'll be exciting to be able to
K-pop
get that out there.
It's kind of a little bit cheesy, electric-y kind of style, but very... a lot of dancing involved.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah.
So I know we were talking earlier on about dancing. Is this how's that going?
Well, you always laugh so much when everyone talks about dancing.
I heard them going, you need to move your hips more.
Oh yeah, because before we went live, we were like trying to teach Chloe how to dance.
I need to loosen up.
Just loosen up, yeah.
We're trying to teach Chloe to
floss. I love dancing, and I try. I'm just, you know, when you're surrounded by girls who are extremely good dancers, I think it's not my dancing, they're just too good. That's how I've decided to make it that way. But yeah, we were trying to learn the floss earlier.
Don't look at me when it comes to flossing. My son just dies of embarrassment. Dad dancing is me.
Yeah, that's me.
Close to Chloe's dancing. Yeah. Dad dancing.
The thing is, when you get to my age, even if you're really good, you just look a wally.
Yeah.
Must be the hairstyle.
That's true. My dad is the worm, and that's never fun to watch. Every party, it's just like he throws it out on the floor. I'm like, great, thanks, Dad.
What? Are you all similar ages? You all look quite young. So.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We range from, what is it, 19 to 22.
I'm the oldest in the group.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm the youngest.
So what made you want to get into music? Because, I mean, it is, at the moment, it's a tough business, a tough industry, to be fair.
So music's always been a passion for all of us, I guess. We've been singing since young, and, you know, being able to bring that into a work environment and being able to do what we love and, you know, making music for people to listen to, I think that was all a common interest for us, and having this opportunity was a great thing.
What I've noticed in the since we've been chatting is you've all got completely different sounds, very bassy. So you're obviously, I'm looking forward to listening to you, like, sing, because is that how you kind of was formed with for the harmonies?
We are so different, aren't we? Chloe and I are so different in the sense I was singing octave below her. So Chloe's literally so high, I'm singing the octave below, so I'm the lowest, really, aren't I? Everyone's like, yeah. So they sometimes say that I'm a man in the studio. Everyone's like, oh my god, that's not even like humanly possible. How are you making that noise?
Well, I know your sister's got a fantastic voice, because I've heard her. She's got a massive range as well, and does high and low, so octaves, as you call them, really well. So I'm looking forward to hearing it. We are going to sing a little bit later, aren't we, live? So.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Good. Who's the dominant member? Do you have a dominant member who makes all the decisions?
No, we all very much
group.
Our manager makes our decisions.
Yeah.
And we all follow.
So who's the vainest? Because normally you find with a group of people, there'll always be one that takes ages because you can't do their hair, and you're waiting to practice, and they're still getting ready. And
so we have this discussion over who is always the first there and who's the last there. It gets heated sometimes on
who wants first place. Rehearsals.
Yeah, like I say, I'm always there first.
I'm
but
always there first.
Yeah,
you.
There you go.
and going back to the making decisions. So if you're doing a song and someone's going to do solo, you kind of think, right, so and so will be good for that part. You sing this bit, and you make a decision based on that.
Yeah,
you've got a track out at the moment which I'm looking at now. It's called So We Can Really Flow, as in Flow Rider, spelled Flow, F-L-O. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there was a little bit of a dispute about the name of this song. So yeah, so we can really flow everything, you know, call it whatever you want. I mean,
we haven't set a definitive name. There's still a debate going on.
I don't think there is. I think I lost the battle, and it is So We Can Really Flow Now.
And fun fact, this song was actually made, am I right in saying, through the scales?
Yeah.
Our manager was playing scales and he thought, oh, that actually sounds... Yeah, it was a warm-up. So going up the scales, you know, like, la, la, la. Not like that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and that's how the song was made,
and
through that.
Like, you have to save that. That is really good. Mm-hmm. And then we made a song out of it.
So many people just... you know, with the song names now, they're shortened. You could call it SWCRF. That's what that's...
Yeah.
You could just do anything with songs nowadays. They just shorten it, you know, NRG, as in energy, would be NRG, and it goes XTC, ecstasy. They've got songs out there. Salado, I've got a track out like that.
Love that one.
So I'm going to play it in a minute. So do you want to introduce it? Do you want to say We Are Calico and tell us the name of your latest song?
Yeah, so
this is So We Can Really Flow. Hope you enjoy.
Number. Tell me you never wanna be with any other. Tell me your lies, tell me your secrets. Give me your trust and I'll show you that I can keep it. I wanna be someone you need. Whenever you feel like talking to me, I will always be there. Can we get close? Never say never. I wanna be the one who gets to know you better. I know that you wanna tell me everything you know, so we can really flow. Oh, 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 so we can really flow. What's on your mind? Tell me your sadness. Tell me the things that anger you, make you the maddest. Give me a smile, give me a sweetness. Show me the ways that we can make the perfect pieces. I'll be your prize, stand by your side. Look into my eyes and promise you'll always be there. I'll be your friend, I'll be a lady. I wanna be the one who gets to drive you crazy. I know that you wanna tell me everything you know, so we can really flow. Oh, 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 so we can really. I know that you wanna tell me everything you know, so we can really flow.
Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. Welcome back, welcome back. Love that track, it was really good.
Thank you.
Quite catchy as well.
Yeah.
It must have been catchy because you sing it, but you know the words. What are you gigging at the moment?
We've done a couple of open mic nights and things, and we've got some more gigs in place and some showcases. So we've done a couple, yes.
Yeah. What's going to be, what kind of gigs would you like to do? Is it going to be, are you going to start off with pubs, clubs? I know you manage this, so he'll probably...
Well, long term, Chloe's looking for Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, well, Madison Square Garden is the goal. I am obsessed with Madison Square Garden.
She has it on her phone lock screen.
Aww. Don't even ask me why, I just love it so much. So that's the goal.
That is the goal. And it's good to have goals, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You're recording, obviously recorded that, what are you going to work on, like an EP? Have you got tracks that you're writing at the moment?
We're working on an album at the moment. We're loving the songs that we're making.
We don't have a release date yet or anything like that, but we're just currently working on the music. But there will be an album for sure.
So on the actual writing part, are you doing that yourselves? Is that something, or are you doing lyrics, or are you bringing others in?
We're writing our music.
How does that work? So do you do this as a collective? Do you all sit there and write, or do you do the music? Are you doing music and then putting words to it, or just writing lyrics?
Yeah, we always work as a team. So if, you know, sometimes Ronnie has a part that suits best with one beat, and then we're like, oh, Ronnie, that's really good. And then Tiger has another bridge, Kat has a hook, I have a chorus, Chloe has another bridge, and we just mix it together and make a song.
That's really good.
Yeah. And Ronnie can actually speak more than one language, so we've been trying to get a little bit more languages into our songs.
In Spanish as well, and
which is really good, because quite a few of the songs at the moment on Airplay have quite a few Spanish on
really
it,
popular.
As well as having the rappers over the top, which you could always introduce at a later date with 100%. Your featurings, etc., etc., etc. We're going to sing. You're going to sing something live for us. I think. Should we do that now?
Yes.
Before we get to the news, what are you going to sing?
So the first one that we're going to sing is called Kiss Me Again.
Mm-hmm.
So hope you enjoy it, guys.
Okay, when you're ready.
One, two, three, four.
Hold me close and tell me I'm all you want, and promise me that you'll always want to be there. Kiss me again and tell me, hold me close, so we can give all we know, and promise me that you'll always want to be there. Kiss me again and tell me.
Thank you. Great. We're talking about collaborations earlier on, saying you could always bring a rapper in. If you could collaborate with someone, if you had the reach of someone, bringing someone into the group, a famous person, just for one song. Not
there's so many.
I know. Yeah. I think we've all got a different kind of artist that we'd want to work with.
Oh, but how cool would Missy Elliott be?
Yeah. Missy Elliott.
That would be cool.
Rihanna.
That
would be the pinnacle. I met her once. Lovely.
Did you?
Oh.
She's lovely.
Queen.
She's got new material coming out soon. Camila Cabello has already been in the group, so. No, girl, no.
No, but we love her, though, don't we?
We do.
Her Spanishy stuff.
Yeah.
What about her fella, Shawn Mendes?
Oh, Chloe's going to marry
Chloe's
him.
In love.
She actually is.
Did you see the kiss on, didn't you, though? What was that about? Fish lips.
I mean, I think we're just having fun, right?
I think, well, hopefully they was just, they had that kind of kiss, and they I think they recreated it and exaggerated it a bit.
Shawn Mendes is,
He's
she's speechless, she's so jealous.
Nothing more to add.
Yeah.
What about the Biebs, no?
I really like Justin Bieber.
And he
really
got married,
he's off the market.
Yeah. He has, yeah.
I was slightly heartbroken when he got married. I think everyone was slightly heartbroken. I see his
13-year-old being like, baby.
His ex-girlfriend was on Twitter the other day, got moved on far too quick. He's got married and everything.
Yeah.
What else? What about Ed?
Ed Sheeran.
We love Ed Sheeran.
I was
going
to say Ed Sheeran.
I'd love to do a song with Ed Sheeran.
I love him. I think he is an absolute musical genius.
He's very diverse. His new album, because, I mean, the clever part is he's done exactly what a lot of people are doing at the moment, just bringing lots of different people. I mean, the Stormzy one was
He's doing
was
grime.
Clever.
He's doing everything.
Then he's doing all the Spanishy stuff with Camila Cabello.
Yeah, his new album brilliant. Is, like, really, really diverse.
And he writes incredible songs, like, even more than just his own songs that he sings on. How it'd be so cool if, like, he had written one of our songs. That would be mad.
Actually, there was a documentary on TV about him the other day. I only caught a little bit. But it's amazing how many songs for other artists he's written.
One Direction.
He wrote their first song as well. So perhaps you never know. He might write a song for you.
He will write a song for us.
That's on the list.
He's probably in the pub listening now. He's got his own pub, so why go to the pub when you can have a pub built in your back garden? I'm thinking of doing that myself. If I can find a small enough shed.
There's another artist, Sam Smith.
Sam.
I really like him.
Yeah, I like Sam. He's got an incredibly high-pitched voice. It's just off the planet, isn't it? Adele's making a bit of a comeback. What about Adele?
Yeah, we love her.
So ready for her comeback. Mm-hmm. I love her.
She's been away a long time now. There's talks of a new album on the way. But she writes a lot about things that have gone on in her life. And a lot of the guests I have come in, actually, more so with the girls, talk about that they have songs with breakups in them.
Yeah.
You know, is that what's it going to be in your lyrics? Is it going to be things that are your lifetime experiences? I know you're only young, so you haven't got that many experiences, but, you know, put heartbreak and
I think
passion.
It's more of a mixture of everything, really.
Definitely.
We can't relate to every single thing, you know, that we say in the songs. Like, each of us can't, but one of us will relate to something. But definitely we do, like, bring things in, and we've all had our experiences of, you know, heartbreak, that sort of thing. So, yeah, we can definitely incorporate it into our music.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's the plan for the rest of this year? Not long left to go, I know. We've just getting into Halloween mood. What you got planned for the rest of the year?
We are sort of just putting down the rest of our music in the studio, ready for next year. We've got showcases, hopefully some more gigs, and just recording, really.
And we're done. Yeah, we're also planning our a tour, so hopefully we're going to be going on tour
next year, which we're really excited for.
2022.
And we're going to be very, like, hard on our social media as well, just kind of getting our name out there.
Yeah, definitely.
The school tour next year is, like, our favourite thing that we want to do, though. We're really looking forward to.
Passionate about getting there, and we're all working really, really hard.
We were talking earlier on about reality TV and TOWIE, because we're at the home of TOWIE here in Brentwood. just practically like Hollywood here, isn't it?
Yeah,
they've even got some palm trees in one of the corner gardens down the road.
We're so basically in Beverly Hills.
It is. It's just like Beverly Hills here, 90210. reality, would it something you do? Well, I'm talking about talent shows now, moving on to talent shows. I know we've seen the Britain's Got Talent and X Factor. There's so many The Voice and et cetera, et cetera. Is that anything you'd ever do? Would you look at doing that?
No, I think we'll stay away from that. Just purely on the basis that we want to kind of start from scratch and go right from there and incorporate our own ideas, and we've kind of got our own path that we want to go down.
Yeah.
But I do. We all love watching them. Like, love reality TV shows.
I think with some of the music, well, I mean, X Factor's kind of gotten a little bit quiet now. They got this celebrity one. Have you seen that one?
Yes.
We were all watching that, weren't we?
Who was your favourite? Did you
ever? Max and Harvey.
I like the Love Island people as well.
Yeah, they weren't too bad.
Yeah,
it's quite surprising.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah, that was good. I was just trying to think of the Ricky Lake, is it? Ricky Lake? She wasn't too bad. That was.
Oh, yeah, no, she was good. She was really good.
And the chaser. Who was the chaser? Is it Jenny?
Jenny.
Oh,
she's
really good.
She didn't get through to live shows.
No.
I know, but I thought she was really good. She had, like, really different voice,
I thought. She did. Did she sing Queen? I can't remember, but it was really, you wouldn't expect it sort of thing.
Yeah, she's got a really distinctive voice.
Something really interesting about us and the way we kind of go about doing things is we're actually very, you know, like, active on our social media, and we do, like, daily vlogs, and we vlog kind of all of our photo shoots and experiences and recording. So it's not reality TV, but it does give that sense of, like, our fans are kind of growing with us and going on the journey with us. So when you follow our Instagram page, which is Calico Music, you're kind of, like, embarking on the journey with us and kind of watching us go through it through social media, which is kind of the new reality TV.
It is, yeah. I've watched a couple. You know, where you're doing the photo, as I said, on the photo shoots, and you're walking down the pavement. And I think on that particular clip, you had to guess where you was. And I didn't have time to watch the end. So it was a mystery that I'll take with me forever. Unless you tell me.
Suspense is killing you.
I'm looking, I'm thinking, it's not Brentwood High Street, definitely not Loughton High Street.
No.
It was an high street somewhere in London, probably.
Probably Fulham.
Yes,
we spent half up in Fulham.
But it was, yeah, that's a good way of doing it, though, isn't it? Having a little snippets, because it keeps people coming back to you, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and you can learn our personalities individually and then as a group as well. So it's quite nice to be able to just show ourselves a little bit so people can get to know us rather than just pictures.
Absolutely. Building up the fan base is half the work, because obviously when you've got gigs, a lot of those people are going to go to your gigs. Going back to the X Factor, two of the chaps there were YouTube bloggers, I believe.
Yeah, Max and Harvey.
Yeah. So you can become a celebrity just from just vlogging.
Yeah, that's the new thing, isn't it? YouTubers and things like that.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. But that's, like Ronnie was saying, is part of kind of what we're incorporating into our singing careers. It's also making sure that fans have an insight into our lives and they know what we're like as people, because we're very individual, each of us. So it's nice, the vlogs, I feel like, is an opportunity for us to get our personalities across, because you can't do that through music.
Yeah.
Not entirely,
in the
anyway.
Same way.
But, yeah.
Talking about music, have you got another track in you?
Yeah, we sure do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So this next one that we're going to sing is an interlude.
Yeah.
So let's get started, guys.
Take it away.
One, two, three, four.
I feel that I can never fall in love again. I need to know that all this pain will go away. I know that all I want is to be whole again. How can I pretend to carry on? I feel that I can never fall in love again. I need to know that all this pain will go away. I know that all I want is to be whole again. How can I pretend to carry on? How can I pretend to carry on?
Well, we did the last bit. I just want to carry on.
The name of that song was
a little bit of bass bit, wasn't it?
The name of that song was How Can I?
How Can I? Yeah. Cool, yeah. Cool, cool. Well done. It's been a pleasure listening to you. Let's go back to social media. So tell us how, if people want to find you, obviously you've got so many different formats at the moment. Facebook, I know you're on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I think that's about it, isn't it, for now?
At the moment, yeah.
So we are at Calico Music. So that's Calico Music.
Okay. I'll put a link
Calico
on.
With a Y.
We'd really appreciate anyone listening to follow and to support our journey.
Yeah, and it's really, really crucial, guys. I know that, like, you might be driving right now, but you just get your phone out. Like, I know it's illegal, but this is really important. So follow Calico Music. We'd really appreciate it. It would make our day.
And that's Calico Music. Okay.
I shall put the link up when I do the write-up, which you'll be able to see and hear on demand from tomorrow. So you can, if you missed any of that, you can listen again. We'll take some photos and get some pictures as well. And I'll put all the links to all the music, and you can listen again to the songs as well. Listen, girls, it's been fantastic. Come back when you're super famous and you're living in Beverly Hills.
We're already in Beverly Hills.
You brought the sunshine, that's for sure. I'm going to play Gorgon City, the brand new one with MK. It's called There For You. Have you heard it?
Oh, yes.
I haven't.
Okay. Well, listen, have a great weekend. What are you doing now, by the way? Are you off to working or lunch?
I think it's home time. Lunch. Food.
Go home to your family.
Yeah.
Have you been celebrating Halloween or anything?
Yeah.
I think everyone went out last night.
We all went out last night.
We all saw each other this morning. We were like,
I've still got my Halloween face on. Yeah. I put that white stuff on. You know, I couldn't get it off.
No, oh, it's so hard.
Latex.
Really? Yeah.
What did you go dressed up as?
I was like a zombie, painting my face white. Yeah, but my headphones just went, it was all over my headphones. And getting at night, and you have to wash it all off. I got up, it was still on me. So I look like a zombie. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.